are listening to Paramania Radio.
If it's paranormal or something spooky that you want, then this is a show where you will hear all about it. Join Scott Morrow, host of The Fearless Ghost Hunter, every Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Paramania Radio Network. Want to hear different viewpoints on the spirit world? Then join Alan Cox as he talks with his guests about their beliefs, experiences, and delve into a diverse view of life and the afterlife. Join Alan Cox for Understanding Spirit every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, here on the Paramania Radio Network.
Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Paramania, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
Partners, welcome to the Haunted Chronicles, episode 111. We have a rootin' tootin' humdinger of a show in store for you. Tonight's guest is Fabian Trahan, also known as the Ghost Box Trucker. So glad I said that word right. Fabian is in the Haunted Chronicles green room, enjoying a piece of birthday cake left over from Mrs. Haunted's birthday party last night, and will join us shortly. I am Mr. Haunted, joined by Jennifer Baby Soft Runyon and the baby-faced assassin, Brock Burrows. Fellas?
Hey.
Hey,
how are you? Hey, Brock, I haven't talked to you in forever.
I know. I've been hiding out. Mm-hmm. So how's everybody been? How you been, Jen?
Well, you know, busy week, crazy week, putting out fires, you know, literally, you know, with people. But good. Doing well. Thank you. How about you, Brock? How you doing?
It's been a crazy week. Anything and everything could have happened. So it's been interesting. It's been crazy. And people are losing their minds. But besides that, I'm pretty good. And I'll let you ask Jimmy.
And how are you, Mr. Jimmy Haunted?
I don't have anything prepared.
Liar.
Liar.
I'm happier than a baby pygmy marmoset monkey cleaning up his yard with tiny garden implements whilst wearing a small Hawaiian-type shirt all the ding dong day.
You had to mention yard because I have to mow my grass tomorrow because it's starting to look like a jungle.
Well, and now you have to do it in a Hawaiian shirt and be singing every ding dong day
and be while a little you do it. Monkey.
And I will do all those.
I failed to mention that this episode is brought to you by Light Bright, making things with light out of sight, making things with Light Bright. Light bulb not included. That's Light Bright by Hasbro. New sponsor we have. Thank you.
Why don't they ever include the light bulbs or batteries? That's just crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I do have a little story though. That I do about, I don't know, 20 embarrassing things a week, but this one was one of my favorites. This is a true story. We have new neighbors, poor things, and I haven't met them yet. And I was letting the cat in the back door. Mm-hmm. And for no reason whatsoever, I started singing, brush up, brush up, brush up, get the new Ipana, really loud, for no reason, at the top of my lungs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you should be.
Right. Well, who doesn't do that? And I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and my new neighbor was walking her dog less than, like, 20 feet away. And there's no way that she couldn't hear me. And I haven't. And I'm afraid to approach her, you know, now. But Dave, for anyone who doesn't know what Brusha, Brusha, Brusha comes from, Dave has a little clip of that, and it's from the movie Grease.
Yeah, I love it.
Hey, look, it's Jim.
Dr. David. So that's what happened to me this week. That's my story.
I just really wish there was like a hidden camera somewhere to have caught that because that's priceless.
I want to be on a reality show.
Yeah.
Oh, all day. I think it would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Have them following you around. I mean, it's 24/7, isn't it? When they're filming, they're everywhere except your bathroom.
Probably wouldn't like that. Yeah. We have some celebrity birthdays for you guys before we bring in our guest. I got some real good ones this week.
You sure? Are they good?
Darn too good.
Because all the other ones sucked.
Yeah.
And Jennifer, I hope you're not embarrassed. I had a name drop a couple times for the birthdays.
Okay. All right. Okay.
These are people that are having birthdays this week. Eve Plum. She was in The Night the Bridge Fell Down. That can't be good. The Force of Evil. A Very Brady Christmas. Mm-hmm. Who, with Jennifer, Baby Soft Running, was in that.
Yeah.
And, of course, was the poor middle sister, Jan Brady, in The Brady Bunch. How old will Jan Brady be this week?
Well, you know, I'll go first. And
yes, please.
I'm not going to. I'll go first. Only I'm going to go first, then you're going first. Then come the next one, Rocky.
No.
You have to. We have to go tag team this. Okay, so I'm going to say 59.
62.
She'll be 58.
Oh, I was even wrong. I was so cocky there because I thought I was right. Dang it. I was like thinking, I suck.
Guess who else has a birthday coming up? Ray Parker Jr., who was known mostly for writing the Ghostbusters theme song, which starred Jennifer Baby Soft Runyon. And I think I've said this before. This is a little quick story about Ray Parker Jr. In 1984, Huey Lewis sued Ray Parker Jr., stating that the melody to the Ghostbusters theme song infringed on the copyright of the Huey Lewis and the News song I Want a New Drug, which had been released on their sports album the previous year. The two parties reached a settlement in 1995, which banned them from revealing any information that was not included in the press release. In March 2001, Parker filed a suit against Huey Lewis because I think on a VH1 episode he mentioned things he wasn't supposed to mention. So Huey Lewis had to pay Ray Parker for basically Cory Parker got paid for stealing the song. It's an interesting little story.
There you go. Well, there you go.
Ray Parker.
Don't get cocky. That's the thing. Don't get cocky. Ray Parker Jr., you are what, Brock?
I'm gonna stick with what I said earlier, and I'm going to say 62.
I'm agreeing with Brock on that one.
You're both correct.
Well, look at that.
Yes.
That's fantastic. I love that.
I have Uma Thurman, who was in Kill Bill 1 and 2. She played Poison Ivy in Batman and Robin. She was in the Avengers and one of my favorites, Pulp Fiction. Uma Thurman.
Uma. Okay, I guess it's my turn.
Uma.
What a name. Let's say 53.
48.
It's only be 46.
I thought you were hot.
I thought
she
was a lot.
Is not listening to us now.
No, I think she's lying.
not after my comment on her name, which isn't a bad name. I'm just, it's like, what a name. Comment.
You do dum-dum, you give me gum-gum.
That's the voice. The sound of that voice is what I had in my head going,
Lovely. I love it.
And Frankie got it right. Frankie Valli, last one. Frankie Valli, who was the singer, who was lead singer of the Four Seasons, and he started singing with them in 1960, and he sang the theme to the movie Grease, which we're going to hear at halftime. How old will Frankie Valli be? Sticking with the Grease theme?
White Lightning. 80.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Brock.
Frankie
crossing my fingers.
82.
Oh! Dang it.
And that does it for Scary Movie Celebrity Birthdays.
Yay!
Yay!
Did you get it in a trash can?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, cool.
I usually miss, but I did get it in today.
Oh, hey, Jimmy, you got someone at the door.
Oh, who is it?
Oh.
It's the black-eyed children.
Wow, we got Adrian in the chat and Marianne. They haven't been here in a while. Thanks for coming, fellas.
Mm. No, it's growing. I can't keep up with it.
Our guest tonight is a field ITC researcher and investigator with Eastern Paranormal based out of Wilmington, North Carolina. He is the founder and an app developer, Ectophobia, and known as the Ghost Box Trucker, Fabian Trahan. Fabian?
Yes.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm happier than a lemur doing gardening or something.
Okay.
You threw away your paper too soon.
Yeah, it's in the trash.
Yeah.
Get that back out of the trash. Oh, wow.
So, we've been trying to get you on.
It's great to be with you guys tonight.
And it's great to have you. And we've tried to get you on for a couple years now. And your schedule, you drive a truck. So it's kind of hard to. Yeah. I have a lot of truck drivers that we get on here, and because of the schedules, it's difficult sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, it's an honor and a privilege to be with y'all tonight. Thank you for inviting me on.
And thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. The first question I have to get out of the way. You have a great story, and you know that I love ghost stories. Let's go back to 1976. I think you know where I'm going here. Can you tell us that
story? Oh, yeah.
Please.
Well, sure. You're referring to Pierce, Texas, my very first encounter with the paranormal in 1976 in an old farmhouse in out in Wharton County, Texas. It's about 60 miles south of my southwest of Houston on US 59 there. And what happened was I grew up in this house. It was in for about 3 years. We lived there about 4 years. I was 8 years old, and I'd done my chores around the farm there. We were living in the farmhouse. My brother and my sister-in-law were working the land to pay for the rent, and it was actually like a big manor house. It was more like a kind of a mini mansion-like house. It had 11 rooms and three baths in it. Ooh. And it was two stories. Well, what happened is that I went up to the upstairs bathroom after I'd done my chores one night, and I was wore out, and I laid into the old bathtub, you know, the kind with the feet.
Yeah, love it.
And one of those giant kinds that you can slip away underneath the water if you're not careful. I fell asleep in this bathtub, and to the left of me on the wall, hanging on the door, I mean, on the wall in front of the door face, was a vanity mirror. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw something forming in the vanity mirror. And it started off like a bluish ball, kind of like it was fluctuating. Mm. It was like it had this light emanating from it, like it had a white aura around it. And anyway, as it began to, as time was going by, it started to take the form of a triangle from a circle like a ball, like an orb. And this is all out of the corner, the very farthest corner of my eye could see all this going on, and I was too afraid to look because I knew something was going on. And as it went from a ball, it went to a triangle. And then the triangle started to take the form and the shape of a girl, and in this mirror to my, you know, over to my left. And it started to just like, it had like a dress, and it had like, it was wearing knee-high sizes of a blue dress with white ruffles. And I'm sitting there, and I'm terrified because the bathroom's starting to get, you know, a little chilly and everything. And I'm sitting in this bathtub, and I'm terrified. And I know something is going on, you know, it's not supposed to be going on. And finally, I got the courage to turn and look at it. And as I turned my head, like, you know, like where your blind spot is out of the very farthest corner of your eye, as you turn, it vanished out of the mirror as I turned my head. And that began me wanting to find out what was going on, because I was taught not to believe in such things. I was taught not to believe in spirits. The old farmhouse had lots of noises going on. You could hear people walking upstairs, and you could just hear things going on in the house. The water would be left on in the kitchen. The lights would be left on. We had a well under the house, under the kitchen area. It was like an underground water well, and I think that had a lot to do with it, where the water was running under the house, and it created like a catalyst for paranormal activity. And that's what started me on my quest. My very first paranormal experience, because I was taught not to believe in them, but if you eliminate the impossible, something incredible and fantastic happening like that, you know, you know that you're not crazy. You know that, you know, it's like, wow, you know, this is really happening. And then you got two opportunities. Either you're terrified of it or you're incredibly curious. I was both. I was terrified of it. And then after that experience, I became like a switch got flipped on, and wow, man, this is far out. I've got to check this out. I got to find out what happened. And then the librarian in the little town there, I knew our librarian at the elementary school, I knew she was interested in that, because around Halloween she would read ghost stories. So I asked her about it. And we got on the technology of the day. She had a microfiche machine in the library, and she sat down with me, and we went over, you know, because I told her, and at some point I was afraid to, but I finally got the courage up to ask her. And she said, oh, you live in that house? And I'm thinking, oh boy, because see, she lived there all her life. And she said, you live in the old Pierce house? I'm like, yeah. So she said, you know, I remember something, a story about that. She found it on the microfiche from 1947, about a little girl drowning in a bathtub in that house. So, you kind of got to put two and two together on that one. And there were three bathrooms, and the rest, you know, you can just kind of figure out what happened to me after that. It's like, oh, my God, my jaw about fell out from the top of my head. I was so amazed, you know. It's like, oh, my God, I actually saw something, you know.
I have one question.
Gnarly. Wow. Yeah.
When you when you saw the girl in the bathtub, that's a little weird. Did you see any details?
Well, no, I was in the bathtub. I was in the bathtub.
No, I know.
And yeah, something that there's something that that's a good thing you know that. I was actually in my mind. There was something in my mind. I could. It's like someone was trying to come up from like drowning. Like I did actually see something like that for a split second, and it didn't even dawn on me. I mean, it's just like you go into this different state of consciousness when it's happening because you're in shock, you're curious, you're terrified, and there's this fleeting moment where I had this like it's like I saw somebody, you know, like they were trying to catch their breath or something. It's like I felt like I was like out of breath for like a split second. It's hard to explain. It's like out of the corner of your eye when you go to look at it and it vanished. It was just so fast, but it felt like it was an eternity, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Just the minutes, the seconds are just slowly ticking by as this is going on. Oh, my gosh.
Right, exactly. You nailed it, Jennifer. That's
yeah.
It.
So
yeah.
Can I ask you a question really quick?
Oh, please do. Please.
So once you heard this information, did you ever take a bath in that bathtub again?
Actually, no, I did not.
I know this is such a dumb question. Is it? I think it's kind of a dumb question. No? Okay. Because
No one else asked that ever, and no, I never did.
Yeah.
I walked up there many times. I walked in there looking around, you know, and then if someone dropped something downstairs, I'd take off running down the stairs. I was only 8, you know, so I'm terrified of this bathroom. No, I wouldn't use it no more. I took showers from there on out.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Good question. That's great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's out of the box completely. No one's ever asked that. I've done 7 interviews, so that's great to have a question like that.
Okay, good. Maybe they thought this question was stupid too, and were too afraid to ask.
Well, there's an old saying, and you know it. There's
I know it. There's no question is stupid. Nothing is stupid.
Right.
Yeah, you're
unless
right.
The ones you don't ask are the best stupid questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Fabian.
You're
absolutely.
You're welcome.
Wow.
So it's a library.
You were relating. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
yeah, in the library, we found that out. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and you believe that that's possibly the same girl that drowned in the bathtub, right?
I'm very, you know, I mean, well, when you eliminate, when you look at the probability, yeah, I mean, here we are, you know, and it's just like I was supposed to find out about it kind of feeling as well, because it took me at least 3 months to get the courage up to say anything, because I didn't want to be ridiculed, you know. I'm
right,
only 8.
Right.
And I didn't want the people, you know, in our school, you know, I didn't want to get in some kind of, well, he's nuts, he's crazy, they're a bunch of lunatics, a Section 8 people, you know, but... You know, so I kept to myself, but I knew she absolutely adored Halloween, and I loved Halloween before that, but I knew that this is someone that might, since she's so educated, that could tell me a little bit about it. Miss Wilson totally said, you live in that house. That was the first indication right there.
Oh, yeah.
When she said, she lived there all her life, and the house was well over 130 years old. So when she said that she grew up there as a little girl, she had already heard something about the house. And that's when I got chills when she told me that. I'm standing there, and I'm the little kid, and I'm talking.
So you're only 8 years old when you went to the library to go find out info. Wow.
Yeah. See, there's this adult, and this adult looks at me and with very serious intention in her eyes. You live in that house? And I'm thinking, oh, no. So really, you know, then she's like, that's what inspired her, Miss Wilson, to go start looking. And when she found it, she had heard a story, or she was probably, the girl would have been her age or something, you know, that she knew the girl in life, or she had heard of the story. She went back and found a newspaper article in the, I guess it was the El Campo Sentinel, if I remember. My memory serves me correctly. But, yeah, it was. That's what started me on my quest to try to figure out what's going on, you know, and I was full on through the rest of the 70s, all of the 80s, and then when the Internet came out, it became a, wow, you know, this is, look at all this stuff, you know, the Internet just totally opened up a whole new door.
And you'll never forget Miss Wilson. I mean, Miss Wilson was the first one to acknowledge you in what you what you felt and saw. That's incredible. That's what a great lady.
Yeah, she sure was, and to not ever say anything to anyone else about it was even greater, you know, to be able to confide in an adult like that, you know, thinking, well, you know, I got to tell somebody. I had to tell somebody. My brother thought I was crazy, and, you know, my brother was, he was like, you know, my brother raised me, so it's like, you know, this is nonsense. This is BS. You're just making all this up.
So they never saw anything or felt anything in the house? They were just not sensitive to it?
Well, after that, that's a great question, because after that, it's like a switch flipped on. I was actually going to get to that. This switch flipped on inside of me, and because of that feeling of what I felt when there was something in the bathroom with me, when that feeling came around later on, you know, at some point, I could sense that something was going on. You know, I could be in different places, or, like living in different places, and you could sense. It's just like a sense, like clairsentience. Right. Where you can sense that energy.
Oh,
and,
I know that feeling.
You know that feeling. Yeah, okay, so you know what I'm talking about. That feeling, you know, that it's hard to explain. It's just like it goes through your skin and comes out, and it tickles you. And it's just like, wow, there's something there, and you get this kind of feeling up the back of your neck, like it's just tingling, and you're like, there's something there. And thank God it's not all the time, because I'm sure there's quite a few of them around us, and I'm just glad that it chooses me. And I try to keep an open mind whenever I'm doing an investigation or I'm investigating or I'm researching. But I try to keep a closed mind so that it's not a distraction, because I do have a life to live, you know. So,
right.
You know, so I do keep a closed mind other than when it's time for me to open it up. And I train myself with meditation, by the way. I've learned meditation helps me to close my mind. You can use meditation to do that if you're wanting to close out things that you might consider to be a distraction or negative. That's the whole thing about meditation. You know, it allows you to focus. So, yeah.
Do you know we're already at halftime?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying not to go long. I know you guys ain't got much time.
No, you're doing amazing.
You keep doing. This is awesome.
Yeah, you do you. We like it.
Yeah, we babble every week. This is your turn.
All right. Well, Jimmy, you were gonna ask me a question earlier, and I feel like I may have interrupted you, and I apologize.
Oh no, we have a lot of questions, and we'll get them.
Sure.
We'll get to them in the second half. We'll be right back with more Haunted Chronicles.
There ain't no danger, we can go too far. We start believing now.
Come explore all things spiritual with Vicki and Sherry as they take a look at mediumship, empathy, psychics, readings, and much more. Check out Beyond the Stars, Beyond the Stars, with Vicki Johns and Sherry Gamble Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, only on the Paramania Radio Network. Are you interested in the top 40 songs from the 80s and 90s and how they tie into the current astrological chart? Then tune in to the Indigo Weekly Top 40 each week on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
Gem and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, pick it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it.
If you want to learn about how paranormal investigators use technology, what we use, and how it works, then check out Tech Time with Brock and Doc every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, only on the Paramania Radio Network. If you would like to be kept up to date on upcoming show information and events here on Paramania Radio, then please take the time to click on the like button above the chat room to like our Facebook page, and click on follow to follow us on Twitter. Thank you for listening to Paramania Radio.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
Back to the Haunted Chronicles, home of your guaranteed halftime shout out for people in chat. Thanks for coming and joining us today. Debbie D, Dr. Dave, Indy Dwayne, Maggie Renee, Sprinkles, Vicky, Squatchy, Diane, Scott, Brock, Tony, Paul, Executive in Charge, Heidi, Russell, Frankie C, Frankie B, Linda, J. Doe, Debbie, Adrian, Desi, Mark, Kara E, Joni, Lisa Joe, Nicholas, and I'm going to get the shares done right now. Let's take a big breath. Thank you for sharing the event page. Joni, Christy, Mark, Tracy, Christine, Luann, Sprinkles, Leonie, Samantha, Scott, Debbie, Brandy, Eric, Cindy, Laura, Vicky, Valerie, Chad, Kimmy, Roland, Corey, Cheryl, Michelle, Cohen, Amy, Victor, Paranormal Cat, Lisa Joe, Gray, Howard, Linda, David, Red Light, Carrie, Kiana, Electric City Paranormal, Rick, Allison, Diane, Desi, Susan, Linda, Candy, Bobby, Mike, Derek, Nicholas, Russell, Kelly, and Paul. Thank you.
You missed like 30 of them.
I'm taking a 10-minute break. Go on, guys.
wait. You got to say who shared the... Did you already do the share of the Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. I missed that. Must have been blanking out.
All right. Fabian's in the chat now. Fabian, you're going to tell us a story about Providence Church.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Back in 1997, I have another story I wanted to share with you. This is that story. In 1997, my family and I were going down the U.S. 11W here in this area. It's up near Kingsport, Tennessee. And we were driving down to – we were trying to look for this restaurant. And we got down quite a ways right before you got to a little town, It's actually a decent-sized little city called Rogersville. In between Rogersville and Kingsport is Sergoinville. I was trying to find somewhere to turn around to go back the other way because I had thought we had passed the restaurant that we were looking for. And we went up into this church. It was a very old church. It was Providence Church. I think the denomination may have been Methodist, if I remember correctly. And we went up into this, you go in like a cul-de-sac and you come around, but you got to go around the graveyard and then come around. It had like a gravel road. and it was like a cul-de-sac with a graveyard in the middle. I don't know other way to put it. And you had the church over to your right as you were entering the area where the church sat. Well, as we were going to the left of the graveyard, which closest to the church to come around to come back out of there, out of the corner of my right eye, I saw a little girl with blonde hair run into the wall of the church and vanish out of the corner of my eye. I could see this all playing out, and I had that feeling that me and Jennifer were talking about, like that weird chill, you know, you get this weird feeling about you, and I'm kind of like, got kind of sick to my stomach, so I stopped the car, and I told my wife, something's going on here, and you know, I just stopped for a moment, and I had to collect myself because I, you know, I felt like I was going to throw up, you know. But I stopped for a minute, and in my mind, I could see, like, this activity going on. It was really quick, really faded, and it just happened. Like, it was like a movie playing in my mind and out of the corner of my eye at the same time. Here we go with the weird stuff again. But anyway, it's amazing what happened. We got out of there because I just couldn't handle it no more. So we got out of there. I just had this really negative feeling. You're thinking you're in a church or on holy ground or whatever. You think it would be good stuff. You know, you'd be fine. You'd be fine to turn around in a church. You know, nothing like that's going to happen. Now, between that and Pierce now, I would let you know that the part I left out is that over the years I realized I had some kind of ability and, you know, to feel them, you know, to sense them. And it only came sporadically, but this was one of the more intense times that it hit me. Well, we got out of there, and I got home, and it was such a strong thing. I decided to go on, you ever remember Dog Pile? You remember the old the Dog Pile search engine, web crawler, yeah, or whatever is before Google? Yeah, I got on there, and I did a search for Providence Church in Sergornville, and what happened next was amazing. I found a link to johnnorrisbrown.com, and according to a story about Providence Church, in the 1830s, a serial killer had murdered a family that was camped in front of that church.
Oh my.
So, and it was on the internet, and that was the first time that I connected an event, you know, much like the, it was similar to the microfiche. This was the internet telling me that I had witnessed something and felt something, and that there was indeed a story tied to the past there. It was actually the man who did it was the very first serial killer in, I believe, either Tennessee history or American history. And I can't remember his name, but he had a dog that walked with him. And people actually say they see the dog going up and down 11W. So I didn't know any of this, guys. I just went in there to turn around, and I got sick, and I had to, you know, I had to double back for a moment and stop driving because it made me dizzy, and I got sick. So, you know, and then I found it on the internet, and I thought I'd share that with you guys. It's amazing what happened. Wow. And I won't go there again either.
You know, for people not in chat, what's the best way they could reach you or, you know, check out your website?
Well, since I am in chat, I'm going to go ahead and post my link to those that are. And I'll go ahead and tell you guys, it's FabianTrahan.com. It's pretty cut and dry. You'll find everything you want to know about my research and about everything I've done since 1997. And that's the year that I got on the internet and really started looking into things. I got into doing ghost cams. I went to college for computer engineering, and I actually got pretty proficient at building websites and understanding Java and JavaScript. So I began to build these scripts that had these cameras with the permission of the people that owned these cams, or that I could get to set up in places they said they were haunted. I created these scripts where you had one image that was static, and then you had one image that was dynamic of the very same frame, and if anything changed, you could click a thing that said save picture. So I created that. I was one of the first to ever do that. And that was something that I went on from in 97. It started out in 97 with a Oklahoma City Ghost Club. Every interviewer I asked, they'd never heard of it. Have any of you heard of the Oklahoma City Ghost Club?
No.
Of course.
Wow.
I call him the OKGT. I call him the OCGT.
The benchmark. That's it. Yes, that's it. OKCGC, and they're no longer around. But that was the Cosgrove family that they own the hospital, the abandoned hospital. And yeah, there's that picture, Mr. Haunted. I see it. And no one ever found out what that was. But that's the Willard Library, a very old research picture of ours. My wife actually caught that photograph in 2003. As you see, there's a postmark on it.
But there's several photos from there. There's several that you have on your page.
I'll link my photo research page from the Ghost Cams era. Here, let me go ahead and do that real quick. And that's Jigsy.com, jigsy.com/Fabian Trahan. And did I spell that right? No. I'm getting in a hurry here. I know you guys ain't got a lot of time, so I'm trying to hurry. Okay.
You do good.
Oh, I didn't. Well, that didn't
okay.
Work. Hang on. HTTP, www.jigsy.com/Fabian Trahan. Yeah. All right. I'm being silly. Okay, there it is. Look. Yes, we've got it. Okay.
Good job.
Anyway, if you put... Oh, it says 404 error. Okay. Maybe I misspelled my name. No, wait. Okay, anyway, back to what we were discussing. The Ghost Cams experiment portal ran from 2001 when I finalized all the scripts to 2007. It was the largest Ghost Cam portal on the internet in the world at the time that I done it. So apparently this Jigsy thing ain't panning out. What I'll do is I'll go to my FabianTrahan.com. That's all you got to do. If you go to FabianTrahan.com, then you'll find the link to Ghost Cam Research. You just click on that link, and you can go see the correct Jigsy site because I apparently have forgotten it. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, there's some photos from that library that I was telling Jimmy, you know, they're pretty creepy. I mean, is that an elementary school? Because it looks like a young...
No, that's a good guess, but that's actually, the children's library wing of the Willard Library in Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah. You can tell it was a child's.
That's a child's library, and yeah, it does look into like an elementary school library. I think that's the feel they were going for. But that has been the site. If you look, there's several pictures. If you notice, there's several captures. In fact, I'm going to pull up my Jigsy while we're talking so I can interface with you guys better. Okay, it's actually FabianTrahan.jigsy.com. I had it backwards. Yeah. Yeah, here, I'll post that in the chat room for those that want to check that out. So I'll get that in right now. Here it comes. Okay, and if you guys want to check out these archived Ghost Cam pictures, it's the very last one that I posted just now. And, yeah, that's some pretty wild stuff there. Eventually, I moved on to something called Ghost Box, and I'm sure every one of you are familiar with what a ghost box is now. At the time I started with them, it was a tape recorder and a microphone. Mm-hmm. And, that was my ghost box. But the leader of our group, Eastern Paranormal, out of Wilmington, North Carolina, I give a shout-out to Gabrielle Goodman, who is our leader of our paranormal research group. She got me a Shacac 12587 ghost box. And as a truck driver, I had the unique opportunity to be at different places. And, of course, I discussed that sensation. You know, I could feel in some of these places something was going on. And just a shout out there, I'd never do this when I'm driving because this only usually happens when I'm sitting somewhere or I'm in the bunk and I get, you know, like that feeling. It's never when I'm driving. I think it's maybe we're just going too fast. There's times when I'm going through construction zones and I feel something. Of course, you know, the highways are the most dangerous place. You know, driving is the most dangerous thing you can do. Unfortunately, so many lives have been lost driving. And you know, I try to keep a closed mind and open to what my occupation is. and don't allow the opportunity for anything paranormal to interfere with what I'm doing. You know, there's a real life side. Well, that's a real thing to me, but driving in my career is very important, so I try not to let those intercede with one another. Anyway, the ghost box, if you go to FabianTrahan.com, and what I'll do, you can go to YouTube.com and type my first and last name in, and you'll find it in like 0.75 seconds. I've got a YouTube, and when you go to my YouTube, I've got it set up in such a way that it comes up with ghost box sessions. And those are EVP sessions that I've done. And Jennifer, I welcome you to check those out and listen to them. And, and you know, maybe in a future show, you guys can give me a little, you can give me some feedback on what you thought, because all of this was, it's raw audio. All I did was amplify the audio in areas where I, you know, I could see where it spiked on the Audacity. You know, where I was editing, going through and looking at the WAV files, I could see there were spikes. And then there was these spikes when I amplified the everything over 300 hertz, or under 300 hertz up, I could see these reply spikes. So I would go in and listen to them and try to find out what it was saying, and it's amazing. It ended up being replies. So there's some incredible audio captures on YouTube.com/FabianTrahan. And I welcome all of y'all to please check that out. I would be honored if you did.
And I did share that in the chat also, the link.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
So what happened that time when you were driving and you went by some kind of burnt house or something?
No, that's the very first one. Yeah, that's the first one. I'll go ahead and post a link to that since you brought it up. I can that because I had a feeling we were going to discuss that. Because that's the very first one is actually one of the best ones. That's what got me going with this whole ghost box thing. It's in Wilson, again, there's that name Wilson. Wilson, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any coincidences?
You're right.
There's no such thing as coincidences. But anyway, Wilson, North Carolina in 2011, I was parked. I was waiting on the customer, and I'd gotten there early. It was about maybe 4 in the morning, I guess, and they opened at 5. It was 3:30, about 3:30 in the morning, something like that. And I was sitting in my front seat. And see, I'll go back to my mentor, Gabrielle. She she'd given me this ghost box, and I hadn't used it. I had it for like 6 months sitting up in the glove box above where I sit, you know, where I drive the 18-wheeler. And I was in like a dream state, and I had a dream of these people that were running out of a burning building, and they were on fire, and they were in pain. And I woke up, and I was actually sweating, and I was sitting in the front seat, you know, and it was that feeling I told you about. And then I realized I had a device sitting up there that I hadn't even used. And here was the perfect opportunity. So I got the laptop, because I didn't have a recorder. I took the laptop and put it on the steering wheel. Of course, I'm sitting now. I'm not driving. And I put the laptop on the steering wheel, and I turned the record. I start audio recording my session. You know, it's just an experience. Like, I want to find out what this is, why I just had that dream. And I started asking these questions with this Shack Hack 12587. And the full audio from this, and I'm going to post it in the chat room right now, is right here. It's on YouTube. And there it is. It's I was sitting there asking these relevant questions about, you know, is there anyone there? And, you know, because I sensed them, and they were still there. I mean, I woke up, and I could still feel it. And I asked, you know, all these questions, and they started giving me replies. And it said house fire, and it said burn. And y'all can actually listen to this right now on YouTube if you want to go to that link in the chat room. It's youtube.com/FabianTrahan, and you can go to the very first EVP file there, and you'll hear what happens. And I wish we could play that audio live. I guess that wouldn't be possible, would it? Because I'd give you an evaluation of what it was. But that's quite all right if you can. Maybe we can do that later on.
Yeah, we could do EVPs next visit.
You want?
Yeah, that'd be fine, because I know we're running short on time.
Correctamundo.
But, yeah, it was these incredible replies. I mean, the odds of me getting these replies were it's just an infinitesimal, amazing it's just amazing, the odds. I mean, it's nothing else. I mean, you listen to this. You hear these replies, and it's like on the fly. They're telling me what's going on, and they're telling me how they died, and they're saying they're burned. And then I look off, and the sun, like, and here's the deal. The light finally comes up on the horizon. It's like 5:15, time for me to roll over there. And over in the field next to me is a burned-out building. Now, keep in mind, it was dark, and I didn't see it.
Oh.
And off in the distance, out in that field, was a burned-out building. It looked like it had been burned out for many, many, many years. So there's another one.
Wow.
But I've got so many and just so little time. Guys, I love you guys. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
For the opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can I get a few plugs out real quick?
Go for it.
EasternParanormal.com. That's our paranormal research group. FabianTrahan.com. That's where you go. That's the one-stop shop for all Fabian Trahan stuff. And then, of course, Facebook.com/FabianTrahan if you want to add me. You see the correlation of Fabian Trahan there. But anyway... And also, I'd like to give a shout-out to my cousin, Lisa Antario. She is up there at Fort Mifflin. She's with the Pennsylvania Underground Paranormal Society. And she's my cousin, and I want to give a shout-out and a hug to her. Also, my cousin, Jody Smith. She's down there in New Orleans, and she's a psychic medium. And also, Rob Ladarsky and his wife, Ann Ladarsky, have written many books on the paranormal, and they're good friends of mine. And I just thought I'd give it. Of course, Jimmy Haunted, and Tim Woolworth, who's a great friend, and also Dan Kehoe, and Danny Roberge, who created the Echo Box. And, of course, my beautiful wife of 24 years, Danielle. And my daughters, Courtney and Chelsea, and my beautiful grandchildren, Miguel. Maya,
you are the sweetest person ever.
Miguel, Maya, and Kyler.
And Brock and Jennifer.
And Brock and Jennifer and Jim. Yeah, don't forget.
Well, I've got so much.
And Dave.
So much stuff. And by the way, I love your show. I think you guys have a great format. And by the way, I'm looking at doing that. I didn't get to tell you much about ectophobia. Ectophobia.com is another plug. That's ectophobia. I'll put that in the chat room. I'm actually thinking about doing an ectophobia radio at some time. And who knows, if it takes off, I'd like to possibly interview you guys.
Hey.
But here's ectophobia.com for those of you in the chat room. Well, you got to do the HTTP.
We got a couple minutes left. I just want to fit in. Next week, we're having a show called Into the Woods, which we'll share details later. And on Friday, May 13th, Alexandra Holzer, hopefully.
Thank you.
Wow, I think we got like a minute left.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear when you come back about ectophobia. I was kind of interested in that. So, I just have to tell you though, when I went on your website today and I saw those library photos, I was just like, oh my God, what the heck?
Well, I have to give credit where it's due. My wife took a lot of those, and I was back in them days. I was in the restaurant business, and I worked third shift. I was a kitchen manager and a cook, and she would spend all night trying to find some real good stuff that I could use. So I give Danielle credit for those great photos.
Yeah, that's amazing. They're amazing. She
did question about the monkey. Yeah, thank you. The monkey that Jimmy was talking about, I'm the one who put, what the hell is this thing?
Because
it
wasn't there. Because that thing's in the floor. They were saying it was a demon at the time. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jennifer. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You're fine. No interrupting. It's good.
You guys are amazing. I have to ask, can I add you to my affiliates on FabianTrahan.com?
Of course.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Haunted Chronicles on Paramania Radio.
Perfect timing. We are out of time. We have a new host, Fabian. Good night, Jennifer. Rock, Dave.
The
ghost
trucker host. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, take us out, Fabian.
Thank you. All right. Love you guys. Thank you for everything. Y'all be careful and have a great rest of the weekend.
Hey, Fabian, try to be a little happier.
I can't.
You're the cutest ever. I love
it. I can't do it. I'm giving her all she's hooked up in it, but I just can't do it.
Yeah, you got to feel the love. You are amazing, honey.
Thank you. You are, too. I really appreciate the opportunity, y'all. You've made my whole week.
All right. Awesome. And we'll see you next week on the Haunted Chronicles. Mm-hmm.